And now a check of the week ahead on the international front. Our correspondent this morning is the BBC's Poona Ghadusi. And Poona, Russia has certainly been in the news a lot here recently, including word that Russia is expelling U.S. diplomats in retaliation for sanctions against that country approved by Congress for alleged meddling in last year's election. How is the dispute, though, being represented in Russia?
Yes, as you know, Russia's already said they wouldn't rule out further retaliations as well if the U.S. does go ahead with the sanctions. The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko, who monitors Russian media outlets for us at the BBC, told me how the Russian officials and media are presenting these impending sanctions to their people.
If approved, they will hit where it hurts most, restricting Russia's gas supplies to Europe. But listening to officials and media in Moscow, one is left with the impression that it is the US and the EU who are being penalized. President Trump is being humiliated by Congress, which wants to limit his right to lift the sanctions, says Russian state TV. Another point of view promoted by the Kremlin is that Washington is bullying Europe into buying American gas by stopping them from buying Russian gas. As for the Russian economy, Moscow sounds less concerned. In fact, sanctions help Russia, President Putin says.
Yes, Mark, that seems to be Kremlin's policy towards these sanctions in a nutshell. Now, it may be that Russia's waiting with bated breath to see if the sanctions do go ahead. But I have to say also there is a sense there, at least according to our Russia watchers, that after the 6 months of President Trump's presidency, Russians are beginning to feel that their country is enjoying a considerable influence over America. In fact, our political reporter, Moscow reporter there, Steve Rosenberg, says that particularly in light of allegations of the Kremlin hacking a U.S. election, putting, as they say, a so-called Russian puppet in the White House, and with all the rumors of Russian lawyers, lobbyists, and oligarchs conspiring with the Trump team and the Trump family, in fact, who could blame the Russians for feeling a bit of pride? He says many in Russia are talking about the power of Putin's Russia compared to the weakness of Trump's America. And sanctions or no sanctions, it seems that Vladimir Putin is basking in this infamy of running a so-called cyber superpower, which has infiltrated even the U.S.
Poona, let's stick to that general part of the world. This week, Vice President Mike Pence is visiting leaders of several countries in the Baltics and the Balkans. What do these countries and the U.S. hope to achieve from these visits?
Yes, he's visiting Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Montenegro, and Georgia. The main aim of these visits is to reinforce the message that the U.S. is committed and will remain to be committed to defending NATO countries that border Russia, something that has recently been questioned because of Mr. Trump's comments. The BBC's Europe editor, Mike Sanders, explains why the U.S. officials are in Estonia now.
They're keen to expunge the doubts President Trump has raised about his commitment to NATO. As one of only five NATO countries to spend 2% of GDP on defence, Estonia has pleased him. But despite NATO assembling four battle groups in the Baltics, the tiny nations fear that they are underprotected, especially with Russian exercises coming up in Belarus in September. They'd like US Patriot anti-missile systems permanently, not just on loan for exercises.
Speaking of Russia's military exercises in the region, there's this general fear there over the possibility of Russia's expansionist moves even further. That's why Mr. Pence is visiting Georgia as well. You may remember back in 2008, there was a brief war that broke between Russia and Georgia. It just took 5 days. It was over the Russian-backed self-proclaimed republics of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And it ended with Georgia actually losing parts of those territories to Russia. The two states have been holding like fractious relations since then. And on top of that, the recent conflicts in Crimea and Ukraine also have made many countries in the Balkans and Baltics feel this shadow of Russia expanding over their heads. So Mr. Pence is there to reassure these countries. In fact, he's going to oversee US and Russian troops who are engaged in a military drill there, a joint drill. And Georgia on its own is very keen to join NATO. It is currently not a member, but it does voluntarily contribute to the NATO response force. US is expected to back this idea, what, of course, you can imagine Russia will strongly be opposing to this. Meanwhile, Russia itself has been staging its own show of force in the region.
And finally, Venezuela's referendum results are out. Is this going to put an end to the protests? Maybe could it ignite even more riots in that country?
Well, Mark, I have to say, it doesn't seem like that. It seems that the divisions are likely to not be overcome anytime soon. President Maduro says the election of this assembly was a success. His critics say this is a slide towards dictatorship. The opposition is refusing to actually recognize the results, and they're promising to keep up with the street demonstrations. We have a correspondent there, Will Grant, who's in Caracas. He spoke to a pro-government candidate for the assembly who said the referendum was the only way forward for the country.
The process is legitimate because we, the people, are legitimizing it with our participation.
But needless to say, many millions disagree with him. One of them is a teenage demonstrator who, while wearing a gas mask protesting on the street, he spoke to Will Grant and told him he would continue to stay there and protest.
We're going to be here until this country changes, until it improves, until the government falls. We need a president who's dignified enough to be called the president of Venezuela and an end to the shortages and queues.
So as you can see, Mark, this story is probably going to go on for a while. There's no end in sight just yet.
And that's the BBC's Poona Gudusi. Poona, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
A pleasure.
And you're listening to the show.